the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, sticking with all things Irish this week, Taoiseach Micheál Martin met US Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington for St. Patrick's Day. There was much speculation and apprehension about how the meeting would go. But one thing that lightened the mood and got everyone talking was J.D. Vance's novelty shamrock socks. So can socks be a talking point? My next guest has built a business around that very idea. Mike Shine of Sock Talk. You're very welcome to the programme.
Richard, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Now, you make novelty socks. What did you make of J.D. Vance's shamrock socks?
Well, from a distance, no, because I was sitting far back from the telly, but I thought they were clover at first, Richard. And, well, as I got up closer, they were a fine shamrock. But I've lovely shamrocks on my ones.
And with Sock Talk, where do you sell yours, or what kinds of socks sell well?
Well, would you believe, no, a lot of the animal socks, well, sell well. Like, I love my German Shepherd, I love my Beagle. Sheep are great on the Midlands, cattle are great down in the outskirts of the countryside, in markets and fairs and all that type of thing.
So you're going kind of very much for an agricultural base, are you, Mike?
Yeah, I developed two socks there last year, Agri Girl and Agri Guy, and they're just walking out the door.
Agri Girl and Agri Guy?
Yeah, and there's tractors on them, and there's bulldozers, and there's combine harvesters and everything on them. There's a lot of girls doing farming down here now.
And can you tell a lot about a person by the socks they wear?
You can, because, like, if you're wearing the funky socks, I think you're up for a bit of crack, like, and they're great for a conversation starter. And if you're nervous, like, say if a lad was on his first date or something and he'd a funny pair of socks, well, there's a great line to start off.
Would you have been nervous in a situation like that, Mike? No,
I wasn't, because I had the socks on.
You were insulated.
I was insulated, and once my wife saw them socks, that was it. She wouldn't leave me alone after it.
What was on them, do you remember?
The ones I was wearing, no, there was L plates and road signs, because I'm a driving instructor myself, and she wanted to do driving lessons, you see, but I think she didn't want to pay for the lessons.
Right, I thought maybe you meant L plates because you were inexperienced at the dating game.
Well, I kind of was. I failed my test 3 times in the dating game before I passed.
We got there in the end.
We got there in the end.
And why did you set up this business?
Look, a few years ago, Richard, I kind of realised I was trading in the wrong currency, being money. And I kind of noticed that when you can do something for somebody and put a smile on their face, that's the right currency. And the money I get from this is fully going to charity. Limerick Treaty Suicide Prevention here in Limerick are a great bunch of people, patrol the banks of the river for anyone in distress, and I in turn will give them the money from the sales to buy life-saving equipment.
So all of the money goes to charity, and you said you're a driving instructor, that's the day job, and you find the time to do this then?
Yeah, it is a hobby on the side, and I'm hoping to grow it and get it to go bigger and bigger. But, and even as it is now, like if a lad or a girl passes their driving test, they get a pair of socks going. I've in plates now on socks, so you can wear your in plates on your socks and on your car.
And then you can get rid of the N and it just graduates to a plain colour, is it?
Yeah, but you have to leave them on for 2 years. You can't take them off for 2 years. They're like the L plate, man.
Can you wash them?
You can wash them all right, but like if the guards catch you without them socks on within 2 years, I think it's 3 penalty points.
You're in big trouble. And are dogs very, very popular on socks?
Dogs are huge. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. When I was growing up, a dog was a pet. A dog is a family member now. Like, everybody is really takes a dog personal, and they talk to their dog, and they bring their dog up and have dinner at the table with the dog and watch telly with the dog. Everybody loves their dog, and the dog socks are great. And hopefully in time, I can give some that money back to rescue centres for dogs then.
And are there particular breeds that go down well that are very popular on the socks?
Yeah, there's one dog, and I can't keep him, and it's a golden retriever. So it seems to be the most popular dog. But I've chihuahuas, shih tzus, everything. You're very careful saying that name now, but they're all good. Everybody has their own dog and loves their own dog, and there's so many breeds out there.
So you sell these at various festivals, you have a stand. Do you sell many online?
Yeah, coming up to Christmas time, it's absolutely phenomenal, like the amount of online orders I get. And as we're talking about it, like the studio I have here in Limerick is set in the most fantastic location. The Limerick Milk Market is outside the door. And there's people out there trading already. And my stall is a little bit up in a place called Wickham Way.
Well, that's great to hear, and the best of luck with it. Mike Shine of Sock Talk, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
I left you a pair of socks here.
All right, OK. I'll head to Limerick and get them. I won't ask you what's on them. Well, I've passed the driving test.
Well, there's a surprise on them for you, and Colin's wearing his inside.
Right.
And if you want a bag of Kerr Pinks, they're selling them outside the door.
It's all there. It's all
it's
happening
all
in Limerick.
It's all happening in Limerick. Get down here now.
I will. Mike Shine of Sock Talk, thank you very much for joining.